Austin, Texas. It's a day or night. Big news today. Big news on Russia. Yes, I know you think you've heard everything there is to hear about Russia and the election and Hillary and Donald Trump, but it's not true. This is details that are coming out now that I would, to make an analogy to this, I would tell you that after September 11th, things changed at the NSA. We had whistleblowers, honorable men who believed in the Constitution and their oath to it. People like William Binney, people like Thomas Drake, Wearby, and others. Came out, people who had worked for the NSA. William Binney was the global technical head of the NSA. They came out and blew the whistle on what the government was doing unconstitutionally, illegally. Nobody paid much attention to them. We had the government and people who were supposed to be watchdogs in the government delay what was going on, refuse to make it public, hide it, push it back, covered it up. Eventually, we got the documents from Ed Snowden. And when people saw the details of what was going on, that's when we saw the devil. And I think the same thing is going to be happening now with Hillary Clinton. Yes, we knew from the New York Times and others, we knew about Uranium One. Yes, we knew about the $500,000 speech that Bill Clinton got. We knew that Hillary Clinton was involved in approving the sale of 20% of our uranium to the Russians. But what is coming out now is qualitatively and quantitatively very different. And one of the things that we need to make sure we don't fall prey to is the tactic by Hillary Clinton and others to wear us out with a false narrative so when the truth about their crimes eventually come out, we're not interested and we don't pay attention. And we're going to pay attention and we're going to talk about that. We also have someone who's going to explain to us about the genocide being conducted by a corrupt black government in South Africa against white people there. Yes, it is not politically correct to talk about that, but racism is racism, genocide is genocide, and we're not going to be intimidated because of the skin colors involved. So we're going to talk about that as well today. And there's some other interesting things that are on the news horizon here as Real ID is coming up, and you've seen probably a couple of articles saying that as of, excuse me, as of January, you may not be able to fly if you're a citizen of some states if you don't have a passport. I mean, we've got judges one after the other striking down Trump's orders about people coming to this country without being vetted from countries that we're at war with. But American citizens aren't going to be able to travel without a passport if this Real ID stuff goes through. Now, I think it's probably going to be delayed. They have given extensions on this. This is a law that was put into place back in 2005. It is a very bad law. I don't like to see our government centralizing all ID control. I don't like to see our government centralizing control of movement. It's one of the things I've talked about a great deal. You have to understand the government's ability to stop your movement by telling you when and where you can fly, by putting you on a fly list, for example, and not telling you why you're on a no-fly list, not allowing you to have a day in court, not allowing you to confront your accusers, never knowing even what the charges are, but just say, sorry, you're not going to be allowed to travel. That's why I am so upset about the things that are coming down the pike with the self-driving cars, as they call them, or the autonomous cars, as they call them. And they're not either of those. These are going to be methods to apply the restrictions on travel and movement that we're already seeing with the TSA. And the idea that the government would be setting up a real ID system, how does that fly with all of the charges that having to have an ID in order to vote is somehow racist? Is the Real ID racist? We're going to take a look at that. We're going to give you an update as to what's going on. They have now found Jesus. He has reappeared. Jesus Campos has now reappeared. And he is, of all places, he went on to the Ellen DeGeneres show. So we're going to have a clip about that. We're going to talk about what's going on with the phony Vegas myth that has been propagated by the government and by the FBI, which has been propagating a myth about the Russians for a very long time. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight on this October the 18th, 2017. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about what is going on with Hillary's Russian hack. I just mentioned it at the top of the hour for people, but we're going to go into detail about this. You may be tired of hearing about Russia, about hearing about Russia's role in the election, Russia and Hillary, Russia and Trump. Quite frankly, I am sick of it too. But don't make the mistake to think that you know all that has happened. Yes, we've had revelations before about the involvement with Hillary and the State Department in approving the sale of Uranium One, which is 20% of our uranium supply to the Russians. Yes, we had the appearance and close tie connections to say, well, we got Bill Clinton going and making a speech in Russia. He gets paid $500,000. And then this deal for Uranium One goes through. That looks very suspicious. Why isn't that being investigated? Well, the information that has come out now with the research of Sarah Carter and others that is showing up on Circa, showing up on The Hill, that research is going to give you the answers as to why there wasn't an investigation. And what it also reveals is massive corruption in the Obama administration, particularly the Department of Justice and the FBI, some of the same people that are heading up this investigation, so-called investigation of Russian involvement. These were the same people that knew there was bribery and corruption, and they knew it before the deal was approved. That's the important thing. And just as I said at the top of the hour, when we have whistleblowers at the NSA expose what was going on, it wasn't until we had the details that we got from Ed Snowden that we really saw the devil. And in these details that are coming out, the fact that they had a non-disclosure agreement, the FBI was gagging this witness. Isn't this like what we're seeing everywhere with the FBI? I mean, every time there is a major event, you've got people at the top of the FBI coming in and shutting it down, confiscating evidence like they're doing in Vegas, taking people's phones and returning them wiped, just like they did with TWA Flight 800. They went around and they took information from flight investigators to cover up any possible negative information about the government's involvement in that. So we see this same type of thing happening in the Russian investigation. I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour right now. I want to go through and take a look at some of the news. Yesterday we reported that an investigation that broke over the weekend, about Trump's announced appointment to the DEA, Tom Marino. There was information that he had pushed legislation that gave Big Pharma a pass on opioids and the opioid epidemic. And, of course, it's a familiar tale. We have seen this so many times. We call it, we just call it corruption, why don't we? they own the bureaucracies, okay? They have, it's called legislative capture or bureaucratic capture, where they essentially have the lobbyists who have a revolving door, and they write the laws for its regulatory capture. They write the laws or the regulations, and it's the industry that's writing the regulations. And this is rampant in every aspect of government. And it isn't just this particular issue. But now, as I was exposed, and President Trump was asked about that at a press conference, he said, well, we're going to look into those accusations. Today, the nomination has been withdrawn by Tom Marino. So kudos to President Trump for that. But it goes much deeper than that. And quite frankly, you know, when you look at a situation like that, Rick Perry, who is now the energy secretary in the Trump administration, he had a similar situation as he was governor here. He had a guy who was an aide who then went to work for the company that made the HPV virus. And they were going to mandate that all young girls and even boys would take that here in Texas. It was quite a scandal, and it should have been, because this guy, after he left Rick Perry, he went to work for the company that made the HPV vaccine. And so we see this type of thing happening all the time, this close relationship, the fact that you have people who, in this revolving door between government and big business, they leave their government position, they go to work for the people that they used to regulate, then they come back as lobbyists and they write the rules that are to the advantage of the industry that is supposed to be regulated. But there's a deeper story here, as I pointed out yesterday. The deeper story is the war on drugs in general, because that takes, that goes far beyond regulatory capture. It goes far beyond corruption. You have to understand the war on drugs is something that the big pharmaceutical companies wanted. It's something that the United Nations wanted. It's a UN agenda, and there is no constitutional authority for the government to prohibit anything. It's not mentioned in the Constitution that they have the authority to tell us what we can put in our bodies, or to tell us that we have to put something in our bodies, or to tell us that we have to buy insurance. They don't have the authority to do any of that. But of course, they just use their constitution, and I say it's their constitution because it's not the people's constitution anymore. It's not we the people. We don't have any control over what these people do. They swear an oath to the constitution. They say it gives them authority, but then they ignore everything that it says. And that's where we are with the war on drugs. And when you look at this opioid situation, you have people who are getting addicted to this. It's not very effective. It's highly addictive. Things like medical marijuana are much more effective at treating the symptoms that the opioids are frequently prescribed for. This is a battle that we've seen at the VA hospitals, the Veterans Administration. There are people who want to prescribe medical marijuana for individuals who are in pain or who are suffering from PTSD. They know that medical marijuana is far safer, far less addictive. It's not even proven that it is addictive, but some people would say that it is. But it is not anywhere close to opioids. But marijuana has been so much competition. I mean, this is something that is cheap. It's something that the pharmaceutical companies cannot patent. And so they don't want it in competition because the stuff grows like a weed, doesn't it? That's why they call it weed. So they want this shut down. They want this competition shut down. And even in states where medical marijuana is legal, the VA is not allowed to prescribe that. Instead, they give much more dangerous opioids that have very serious health side effects that create addiction and so forth. But that's the products of the war on drugs. And you have to understand that's a big reason as to why we have the war on drugs. Of course, there's also the prison industry. There's also law enforcement that profits from this and builds an empire of the drug war. And we all understand, and I'm not in praise of drug use. I never praise drug use. I don't use drugs of any sort. I don't use alcohol. And alcohol is one of the most dangerous drugs that we've ever had. But, you know, when we prohibited it, we had enough respect for the Constitution and the American people that we had an amendment in the Constitution. Where is the amendment for marijuana or for heroin or for cocaine or for any of the things that are prohibited? No, everything is prohibited unless the government expressly permits it. So we don't have rights anymore. We have government-granted privileges. That's where we are in America. And it's high time that we wake up to the failure of the war on drugs, that we wake up to the fact that this is a medical issue, it is not a law enforcement issue, and that 46 years of drug prohibition has left us with a worse drug problem than we had before. But then it has also added organized crime problems. It has added the corruption of our legal system and our law enforcement. It has added massive private prisons and the profits that go with it. And it has destroyed the rights of all of us under the law. The rights to have a trial, to be found guilty, to be protected against excessive fines. All of that stuff has been thrown away with civil asset forfeiture, with mandatory minimums and other things like that. So it has been one of the most destructive things that has ever hit America. And I talked about how violent the war on drugs in Mexico is. Many, many times more people have been killed in Mexico in the first 6 months of 2017 than in Afghanistan. You know, it is our longest war, not Afghanistan. The war on drugs. The war on drugs is 46 years old. And there are tens of thousands of people dying this year, in just the first 6 months of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at some of the developments in the government. Of course, we have a Judicial Watch saying that the State Department has found 2,800 Huma Abedin government documents on Wiener's laptop. This comes the day after Hillary was saying that Comey shivved her when this evidence surfaced. No, he was still covering for her. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have a couple of big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Some that are still going. We have BrainForce Plus, now 50% off. That is a great supplement, my favorite supplement that we have here. Really focuses your mind. It will supercharge your brain if you take this nootropic, and it is now 50% off. Great time to try it, and if you've tried it, it's a great time to stock up on it. We've never had a discount that deep. Also, we have all Emmerich's Essential Packs are 50% off. And we have 40% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, BioTruth Selenium, and Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. So this is a big sale that's going to end this week. BrainForce is not the only thing that's going to be ending by this week, but we're also going to have that sale on those three supplements that are 40% off that will be ending this week as well. And for a limited time only, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. That's an either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Okay, we've had the Judicial Watch, as I pointed out, saying that they found 2,800 documents from the government on Huma Abedin's laptop, or actually her husband's laptop. That's how lax the controls were with Hillary Clinton. But of course, you know, anybody else, you would have, if this was done, you would have Huma going to jail for violations of national security. You would have Anthony Weiner going to jail. You would have Hillary Clinton going to jail, but Comey covered for it. And so it wasn't, Comey that was shivving Hillary. It was Huma. Huma shivved her. The Department of State admits that it received 2,800 Huma Abedin work-related documents from the FBI that were found on her estranged husband's personal laptop. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just think about the fact that you've got a sailor, we've mentioned this before, on a submarine, took some pictures of where he used to work, as he was leaving, was going to save that as a souvenir. They were immediately and by default classified as confidential. Nobody came in and said, oh, you got these pictures, we're going to have a review committee here and classify them as confidential. No, anything that was a picture, you can take a picture of his bed inside the submarine, that's going to be immediately classified as confidential. The same way that when Hillary Clinton has conversations with foreign heads of state, that is automatically classified as above top secret. But of course, this poor fellow didn't have political connections like Hillary Clinton. And so he's in jail for confidential. That is the lowest level of classification that they have. It's very, very, very low. But he goes to jail. But Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner and Hillary Clinton, there can be 2,800 government documents on her laptop. Remember when they came after NSA whistleblower Thomas Drake? They tried to get criminal charges against him for a document that said something like, security is your friend. It was like a document that they would give people in their opening orientation from personnel. Documents that were not even classified because they were that of that nature. And they subsequently classified them so they could try him and get criminal charges against him. They came up with four of these things and said, oh, you know, they went through everything that he had and they said, oh, look at that. We found this. We found this. 2,800 though. They tried to put him in jail for many, many years because he was an NSA whistleblower. But Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner can have 2,800 documents on their laptop. Not a problem. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about Russia again. Now, I know you're tired of hearing about it. I know you're tired of hearing about Uranium One. You think you know all about that. You think you know all about Bill Clinton's $500,000 that he got for a speech in Russia. But there's much more to that that is coming out. And the real crime about this is how Hillary has been able to manipulate public opinion to inoculate herself by wearying everybody with this tired, false narrative. I think that's the real story here. Now, what a master propagandist. I mean, she's going to go down in the annals of history. Edward Bernays, Goebbels, they can't hold a candle to Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Meanwhile, we have a U.S. judge is blocking the latest Trump travel restrictions. And this is after the Supreme Court has already shut down the other two. They took one out completely, and the other one they said, we're going to remove the hold on this. Immediately, you've got a federal judge in Hawaii blocking President Trump's latest bid to impose restrictions on citizens from eight countries entering the United States. These are countries that, oh, by the way, they have Muslim majorities, but they also do have a lot of terrorism. We're at war with some of these countries, essentially. We have fighting going on there, but not a problem. We're going to have an activist judge shut this down a third time, and this is going to continue forever. And I hope that the net outcome that comes out of this is that we're going to have a situation where there's going to be some kind of reform coming from President Trump or the Congress. If he can get Congress to do anything, that's a question. I don't know if anybody can get Congress to do anything. But if we can get Congress to do anything, one of the things that they need to do is have judicial reform. We need to be able to remove these judges. We need to have them not appointed for life in the first place, but we need to make it far easier to remove these judges for cause. They need to be removable by the Department of Justice, by the executive branch, by the people when they engage in activist politics, which is what is going on here with these cases that are coming. This is now the second one that is coming from Hawaii. They cherry-pick the jurisdiction, and they can find a federal judge anywhere to do what they want to have done politically. There was a poll that came out, and it made the top of Drudge and said that Roy Moore looks like he's in trouble in Alabama. He is now neck and neck with the Democrat challenger Doug Jones in the Alabama Senate race. And so the news came out showing that they are tied at 42% each. And so this is this bad news? In an area that they say was won by Donald Trump by 28 points, a heavily Republican area. This is a race to replace Jeff Sessions, who stepped out of the Senate to become Attorney General. Well, maybe it's not a real poll. Did you ever think about that? Maybe this is a fake poll. We had so many polls telling us that Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in, didn't we? And I would say, even if it is real, what does that tell us about Mitch McConnell and the GOP? People are saying, hey, they shouldn't be going to war against the establishment Senate candidates. We had Mitch McConnell come out and say, you want to have somebody who's going to win when it comes time for the general election. Well, maybe he should have thought about that before he personally attacked the character of Roy Moore, spending $32 million of GOP money to destroy him, and still he lost very badly. I think Mitch McConnell picked a guy who's a loser. And the reality is, and we'll talk about this later, the reality is that the pollster is a Democrat operative who was heavily skewed towards Democrats and did not reflect the demographics of the voters at all. It's a fake poll. We'll talk about that more later.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Molon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
That's right. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, Hillary. You can take a world tour with your bitter, angry loser tour. And everybody is laughing at her. Everybody, though, believes that they know everything that there is to know about Russia. And we're tired of hearing about it, are we? Aren't we? Well, there's some stuff that has come out that has come from a guy who has been an FBI informant. He blew the whistle on corruption, but he has been gagged until just a couple of days ago. And this is very big. This should, if there is any justice, this should send a lot of people in very high places to jail. and it should shut down this Russian investigation for what it is, a fraud, because these people who are involved in it, the people who are running the Russian investigation, were involved in this fraud. And we're talking about people in the FBI, people in the Department of Justice under Obama, people who are holdovers who are now running this fraudulent investigation into Russia. You know, the questions are always, what did they know? When did they know it? Who knew about it? Well, you know, what did they know? They knew about bribery. They knew about corruption. They knew about money laundering. When did they know it? They knew it well before the deal was approved. It wasn't just Hillary. It was a lot of people in the Obama administration, a lot of people in the FBI. These are the ones who knew about the corruption. And what did they do about it? They put a gag order on the individual who has now gotten a lawyer and said, for the same reasons that he became an FBI informant, he said, I want the people to know what is going on. They put a gag on him so that this wouldn't come out during the election. And, you know, it's actually just pure genius from Hillary Clinton. As I said before, she's going to go down as one of the master propagandists of all time, not just a corrupt criminal, but a mastermind criminal. You know, when they came up with the DNC leak, the tactic, of course, was to misdirect, to create a narrative about who was the messenger so that nobody looked at the message. And they even invented a fake messenger. Oh, this is all about a Russian hack, and it's about Hillary, it's about Putin and Trump, and it's not about an inside whistleblower who is upset about how the DNC and Hillary Clinton, in a very corrupt way, rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders. No. It's not about that. Who put this information out there? And they didn't even want it to come out that it was an inside job, because then that would also underscore the narrative that was being exposed there. So they couldn't talk about what was in it. They had to divert attention away to somebody who was not an inside whistleblower, somebody that is external. And one of the genius things about Hillary Clinton is that she projects her crimes onto other people. And she is a master at doing that. So that as these crimes have been projected on Donald Trump, and he's been painted as a stooge of Putin, and we've heard nothing but nonstop stuff about Russia, so that even the people who know that Hillary Clinton is up to no good, that she's committed all these crimes, even those people think, I've already heard all of this and I'm tired of hearing it, I'm not going to pay any attention to it. That's the genius of Hillary Clinton. To repeat this until nobody wants to hear it anymore. You know, you repeat something long enough and it becomes kind of the truth in people's minds. Yes, many of us see through the phony Russian narrative, but for the most part, Russia, Putin, that's attached to Trump in everybody's mind now because she just repeated it so much. And even the people who aren't buying it don't want to hear it anymore. But the reality is this, folks. The Clinton empire is collapsing. The people who would carry her water for her, who would give donations to the Clintons, people like Harvey Weinstein, they've been exposed. And Julian Assange has the dynamite. I think he's already laid it at the foundation of the Clinton Foundation. We're just waiting for the plunger to come down, and this is a big deal right here. This is information that is independent of Julian Assange, quite frankly. He doesn't have anything to do with this. This is fraud and corruption, not just by the people who got the uranium, but this is fraud and corruption that goes systematically through the Justice Department, through the FBI. So why are we hearing about this right now? Well, there's an article at The Hill. FBI informant was blocked from telling Congress about the Russia nuclear corruption case. So this is the information that's coming out now that the FBI put a gag order on and would not let this guy talk about it during the election. That's how important this information is right now. As The Hill points out, an American businessman who worked for years undercover as an FBI confidential witness was blocked by the Obama Justice Department from telling Congress about conversations and transactions that he witnessed relating to the Russian nuclear industry's efforts to win favor with Bill and Hillary Clinton and to influence Obama administration decisions. That's coming from his lawyer, Victoria Tensing, I think is the way you pronounce her name. She's a former Reagan Justice Department official, a former chief counsel of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
She said Tuesday she's working with members of Congress to see if they can get the Trump Justice Department or the FBI to free her client so that he can talk about the corruption that he has seen here. They've put a gag order on him. They made him sign a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA. She said, all of the information about this corruption has not come out. The same part of my client that made him go to the FBI in the first place that says, this is wrong, what should I do about it? She said, that is what is driving him to say, we've got to get this information out. Tensing says she also possesses memos that recount how the Justice Department last year threatened her client when he attempted to file a lawsuit that could have drawn attention to the Russian corruption during the 2016 election. See, that's one of the tactics that people do. They'll file a lawsuit so that some of this information can come into the open, so that you can have some discovery, some disclosure of the facts. So he was shut down from filing the lawsuit. He was asked by the FBI to sign a non-disclosure agreement that prevented him from revealing what he knows to Congress. When he tried to bring some of the allegations to light in the lawsuit last year, the Obama Justice Department threatened him with loss of freedom. In other words, we're going to send you to jail. If you tell people about the corruption of Hillary Clinton, the corruption of Eric Holder's Justice Department, if you tell them about the corruption of the FBI and how they were complicit in all of this, the FBI says, we're going to send you to jail. Does this sound like a third world banana republic? Yeah, it does, quite frankly. And we are a third world banana republic with nuclear weapons because people like Hillary Clinton and Obama can do whatever they wish and get away with it and never have to worry about the rule of law. We've had the former FBI director tell us that. Yeah, she committed all these felonies, these violations of national security, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to give her a pass. But don't you try this at home. And then to underscore that, they put some individuals for some very minor crimes. They put them in jail for that. So they threatened him with loss of freedom. They said they would bring a criminal case against him for violating his NDA. The records made it clear that he came to the FBI immediately after Russian officials asked him to engage in illegal activity back in 2009. That's why when you look at this, it's like, wait a minute. This is really old information, isn't it? This all happened like in 2009, 2010. You know, we had the New York Times do an exposure of Uranium One, talk about how Hillary Clinton, even though she's not supposed to have conflict of interest, even though she's supposed to even avoid the appearance of conflict of interest, it looked like conflict of interest. Why wasn't there an investigation? People would say, well, you know, there's a reason for that. They intentionally shut it down. Sources told The Hill that the informant's work was crucial to the government's ability to crack a multi-million dollar racketeering scheme by Russian nuclear officials on U.S. soil. In the end, the main Russian executive sent to America to explain about Vladimir Putin's nuclear business. Okay, this is what happened here. Understand, this is racketeering, this is corruption. They ought to get an injunction against the Clinton Foundation and shut it down right now under the RICO statutes. It is organized crime, folks. It is as bad as anything you ever saw from any mafia. Probably far worse.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials.
Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Did they know? When did they know it? Well, that's the issue here. And this is the explosive bomb. I'm going to play for you part of the interview that Sarah Carter had with the lawyer, Tensing, who is representing the person who is still anonymous, the whistleblower, who was gagged by the FBI, who was threatened with jail by the Obama administration and the FBI last year. If he told what he knew about the corruption with Hillary Clinton, with Eric Holder, and others, they knew. Yeah, what did they know? They knew about the money laundering, the bribery, the corruption that involved the sale of Uranium One, and they knew it well before it was approved. That is the smoking gun, folks. That is big news. And he's asking to have this gag removed so we can expose the corruption in the FBI and so that we can jail some of these powerful politicians who seem to be able to commit any crime that they want to. They think that this is some kind of a banana republic, and it is. As long as we have people like Hillary Clinton free, this is a banana republic. And it's a banana republic that is going to come after President Trump. The same people who are running this phony Russian investigation are the people who are trying to take Trump out of office. And they were the ones who approved this, knowing that there was bribery and corruption, and it was coming from Vladimir Putin. There's your connection. But of course, Hillary is a master of propaganda, a master of projecting her crimes onto other people, a master at lulling the public to sleep. We've heard so much about Russia and Uranium One and Bill Clinton's $500,000 speech in Russia that we think we've heard it all before. But no, we haven't. And that's what's coming out now. You didn't know that they were sitting on a committee that was investigating the sale, that was supposed to approve the sale because it had national security issues. You had Hillary Clinton on that. It wasn't just her influence as Secretary of State. She was on that committee. Eric Holder was on that committee. And people in the FBI and the Justice Department who are still there, who are running this Russian investigation, they were knowledgeable. They knew that there was corruption, racketeering going on, and they still approved the sale of 20% of our uranium to Vladimir Putin and the corrupt Russians that were involved in that. Now, before we play that clip for you, I want to remind you of a couple of the sales we have here. That's what funds this program, this operation. We have 50% off BrainForce Plus. We also have and that's going to end very quickly. We also have another sale that's going to end very quickly, and that is 40% off three key nutrients, supplements. Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine. BioTrue Selenium, that is 100% organic. It has no synthetics, no fillers. And Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. All three of those, 40% off. So the iodine, the selenium, and the B12, all three of those are 40% off. And you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. Great tasting coffee, a favorite of all the crew here. We get here pretty early every morning, and it's great to look forward to that great tasting coffee. You can get Wake Up America 20% off in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. Let's just put the code WAKEUP in to get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America. All right, I don't want to play this clip. This is the lawyer who is representing the whistleblower who has been gagged, who has been threatened by the FBI. You better not tell about the crimes of the FBI. You better not tell about the crimes and the corruption of Hillary Clinton or the Eric Holder Justice Department. If you tell about that, you're going to go to jail at the very least. You just might get so depressed you might commit suicide in jail. Who knows? Who knows? He said he's very afraid of the Russians. Yeah, the Russians are a mafia. He's also afraid of the American mafia that we call the Obama administration. Here is the lawyer talking to Sarah Carter, the lawyer representing the whistleblower.
There's an issue before an agency called CFIUS, Alphabet Soup, but that is the agency that decides whether foreign governments may buy U.S. companies or product. The Russian entity wanted to buy a company that had 20% of the American uranium. It's called Uranium One, was the name of the company. And that issue was before CFIUS. They were supposed to decide whether there was an okay deal and whether there was any corruption or any kind of problems or national security issues regarding this purchase.
And this was at the same time, correct, or during the same time, that your client was already providing information to the FBI?
My client had been providing information for a couple of years before this really got voted on by CFIUS. And here's the rub. High-ranking law enforcement officials in the Obama administration knew that there was corruption in this company. And that information about the corruption in this Russian entity never made it to CFIUS, evidently because CFIUS authorized the purchase in October of 2010.
So if high-ranking Justice Department and law enforcement officials knew that there was corruption, and they let this go through anyway, and they put a gag order on the whistleblower, what does that say? Well, it says that high-ranking officials in the Justice Department and the FBI are corrupt, and something better be done about it. Something better be done about it. And, of course, what she's talking about, CFIUS, that is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. And there are 13 members on that committee. Hillary Clinton was on that committee. Attorney General Eric Holder was on that committee. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was on that committee, and this was all known 15 months, more than a year, 15 months before they approved the sale of Uranium One to Russia's nuclear arms giant Rosatom. The FBI began investigating persons who were connected to the Russian state corporation. You want a Russian connection? You want a Vladimir Putin connection? It's right here. You don't have to have a special prosecutor. I mean, these guys knew about this. Mueller knew about it. You had Rosenstein. He was involved in all of this stuff, too. These guys know about it. Why are they pretending that they've got to search for Russian involvement and manipulation in America. It was right there. They knew about it 15 months before they approved this. They say the FBI said in court documents and in interviews conducted by Circa that in 2010, they had gathered enough evidence to prove that Rosatom connected officials were engaged in global bribery that included kickbacks, money laundering. FBI officials said the investigation could have prevented the sale of Uranium One. It should have prevented the sale of Uranium One. Why do they have the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States? Well, they look at transactions that could change control of a U.S. business to a foreign person or entity when that U.S. business has a big impact on the national security of the United States. That's why they have people like the Secretary of State and the Attorney General and the Treasury Secretary and others looking at this. They say, well, wait a minute, are you going to change assets that are vital to U.S. security? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to do that. The Clintons have made a lot of money doing that type of thing, going back to Bill Clinton's administration. So this is not a surprise, but what is a surprise are the details that are now coming out about this and the fact that they knew about this 15 months before they approved the deal. And that you have the same corrupt officials who are pushing this phony Russian narrative covered up the real Russian connection to Vladimir Putin, because they can make a lot of money out of that. You see, you've heard about the New York Times and the fact that, and it was 2015, this investigation, to put the timeline in here, the investigation began back in 2009. It was 2010 that they approved the sale. The investigation and everything that led to these guys who pled guilty, they finally sent these guys to prison in 2015. But they knew what was going on. They knew the actors that were there. They had not gotten their convictions yet. It took them 6 years to get a conviction of some of these individuals that were involved in the bribery and the corruption. However, when we look at this, and when it came out in 2015, it was Peter Schweitzer who in the New York Times pointed out that Bill had gotten $500,000 dollars for a speech in Russia. And everybody said, oh, that looks like corruption. And it does. And there was no investigation. And that was very suspicious. But now we know, because of the information that this whistleblower has, who is still anonymous, who still cannot speak because the FBI slapped a gag order on him, a non-disclosure agreement. And that's, he's not going to be able to really tell all the information unless he can get the Congress or the current Justice Department to remove that gag order from the FBI. But what he was saying was that Russian executives, he has specific allegations that Russian executives made to him about how they facilitated the Obama administration's approval of the Uranium One deal and how they sent millions of dollars in Russian nuclear funds to an entity, a U.S. entity, that was assisting Bill Clinton's foundation. So it wasn't just the $500,000 that he got. It was millions of dollars. And this all happened well before the approval. This is why this is so important. As you said, there was corruption going on. It was never brought forward. In fact, the sale of Uranium One went on despite the government knowing about all this corruption. He's coming forward. He wants to do the right thing. The FBI is covering it up, just like they're destroying evidence in Las Vegas. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Well, President Trump eviscerated Obamacare earlier this week in a 1-2 punch. First, he said we're going to have competition across state lines. That would be fatal to a anti-competitive hold a gun to your head to make you buy a service from a private company. That would be pretty bad for them. But then it got even worse. He removed the subsidies for these plans that were subsidized by stealing money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. And this was something that the Congress had failed to appropriate the money. So he said, well, I'm just going to take it. And then the Congress took the Obama administration to court. A judge says, no, under Article 1 of the Constitution, the Congress has to appropriate money, so that can't be done. They appealed it, and it continued under appeal through this year, but that was something that Jerome Corsi pointed out. We had a lot of pushback from conservative media even on that. Some people looked at it and said, yeah, Corsi did his work here. A lot of people said, oh, no. They didn't attack the specifics. They just said, this can't possibly be happening. Even the conservatives said that. And then the Justice Department said, no, actually it is, and we're going to stop it. So now we have individuals in the GOP, in the U.S. Senate, who are now trying to stop the removal of the subsidy payments. What we've been telling you about for so long, Fanniegate is what the investors called it. Fanniegate and the theft, as they called it, the net asset sweep. That's the euphemism that the Obama administration used. The rest of us just call it theft. The unconstitutional, illegal theft of investors' funds to channel this to insurance companies to keep this scheme going. And this is not, folks, this is not insurance, as I've said before. This is an entitlement program. This is an entitlement program, and it is the beginning and the establishment and the principle of what has been called for a long, long time, socialized medicine. Socializing medicine, making it an entitlement program, making it so that the government provides your health care. The government controls your access to health care. That's why we don't want government providing health care. We don't want government controlling our access. We don't want government telling us what medicines we can't take. And we don't want government telling us what medicines we must take. And we don't want government telling us what insurance we have to buy either. We don't want government involved in our health. They have no authority under the Constitution to do so. If you want to do that, get a constitutional amendment. Let's have that discussion in public with we the people. Let us debate that. But they didn't do that. They just did it with an executive order. And so President Trump undid some of that. But now we have a group of liberal establishment Republicans, Lamar Alexander from Tennessee, Patty Murray is a Democrat from Washington. And they are working with John McCain, Republican Arizona, Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, and all of them are trying to extend the critical Obamacare payments to insurers for 2 years. Well, that may be shut down by Mitch McConnell. It may not come to the floor. Let's hope that that's the case. If Mitch McConnell is going to do anything, he has to block this attempt by John McCain and other establishment Republicans to keep Obamacare on life support. That's right. Obamacare is critically ill, and they're going to try to keep this thing going by continuing the theft and the fraud. I mean, this is what they're putting out there. It's absolutely amazing. And as The Hill points out, two holdouts on the GOP effort to repeal Obamacare are throwing their support now behind a bipartisan deal to extend payments to insurers after President Trump moved to nix them. So these establishment shills who want to keep Obamacare at all costs, John McCain and Susan Collins, are now going to try to keep this theft scheme to fund Obamacare. They're going to try to keep this thing going. Isn't that amazing? I guess it isn't. You shouldn't be surprised by that. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. We got more real news coming up right after the break. We're going to tell you about the missing security guard.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Surprise, surprise, we've got Republican senators who have Obamacare on life support. Yes, it is in critical condition. It was a 1-2 punch last week where President Trump said, we're going to have competition. And everybody went crazy. They said, you can't have competition. You can't have choice. That would kill this thing. Well, that obviously means that nobody wants it then, right? You had President Trump going around talking about the tax reform issue and also talking about Obamacare. And he explained he gave data, insurance company after insurance company. This one went up 250% in the last 4 years. This one went up 400 and something percent. This one went up 500%. You understand? That's a five-fold increase in the price of insurance policies over 4 or 5 years. This is why it is not affordable. This is why it is not sustainable. And the fact that people would not choose to participate in this kind of a program, that they would not choose to buy these kind of insurance policies, indicates what? It indicates that it's a bad deal for us, that somebody is holding a gun to our heads so that they can have massive profits at the insurance companies. And we've always said this. We said this from the very beginning. This was written by the insurance companies. This is not just crony capitalism. This is economic fascism brought to you by a socialist. So they can have socialized medicine. That's the way they bring it in. First you get, and the two of those things, understand that when we talk about socialism, we talk about fascism, it's a choice between whether you're going to, have private ownership where the big guys are going to work with the government for a while, or you're just going to take everything right off the bat. And it was Hitler, the prototype of fascism, it was Hitler who called his party the National Socialists. And he said, the problem with the Russians and the communists is that they took everything at the very beginning. We're going to use these private companies to make us stronger. And the final stage of socialism will be where we take all of their assets. We'll get there. But they made a big mistake by doing it first because it's not very efficient. Let me give you an idea of why it's not very efficient. Not very efficient for us. How Obamacare fuels the obesity epidemic. This is an article from fmshooter.com. say there's a troubling report released Friday by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention shows that almost 40% of American adults and nearly 20% of adolescents are obese. So they constantly harangue us about obesity and about the sugar that we consume and so forth and so on. You've heard about that, right? But under the Affordable Care Act, yeah, let that irony ring out there for you. I just talked about insurance premiums increasing from 2.5 to 5 times over a couple of years. That's not, you can't sustain that. It's not affordable. Under the ACA, the only questions an insurer can ask about a prospective patient are their age, their smoking status. End of story. He says, I was previously under the impression that under the ACA, insurers could charge higher premiums to women as they use health services far more frequently than men, but gender rating is actually illegal under the ACA. That's one of the reasons why you have somebody holding a gun to your head if you are a single male, holding a gun to your head so that you can have maternity care or abortions. when that does not apply. See, that is socialism for you. That is socialized medicine or socialized health insurance, we should put it that, which is a precursor to government takeover of all of our health care, what they call single-payer system. He says, before Obamacare, an insurer would have charged a much lower premium to a healthy guy and a much higher one to the obese guy if they chose to cover him at all. Without being able to assess the risk of individual customers, the healthy customer ends up paying more while the obese customer ends up paying less. Under Obamacare, a 30-year-old male with a body mass index of 18 who works out 5 to 6 days a week, eats as healthy as possible, has absolutely no health problems whatsoever, ends up paying the same amount of premiums as a 30-year-old male who is 600 pounds, eats two pizzas and drinks two-liter sodas daily, and has been previously told by his doctor that he needs to lose weight or he's going to be at risk for heart disease and diabetes. See, it's not insurance. It's an entitlement program. And it doesn't even, as the CDC wrings its hands about health epidemics that, to some degree, we can do something about. I understand that there's some obesity issues that are genetic. It's not all what you do. But certainly, the incentive to try to minimize your genetic disposition to a condition, that incentive is taken away. And you are charged the maximum that the insurance companies can get away with because they're the people who wrote the laws. Let's take a look at this fake poll about Alabama. And it made the Drudge Report. Fox News put it out. Oh, we can trust Fox News, right? They're a conservative organization. Well, not necessarily. As Breitbart points out, it's Murdoch's network. And this may be very fake news, a very fake poll. The poll that got everybody's attention shows Judge Roy Moore, who is a Republican, a very conservative Republican, who has a very loyal base. He probably starts out every election with 30%. Because these are people who not only strongly support his stands, he was removed twice from being Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Alabama. Once because he put up a monument to the Ten Commandments, says people need to understand what the foundation of our law is here in America. And of course, now we have just the opposite. We got people tearing down the foundation, monuments to the foundation of our country. But he put that up there and they said, now you got to take it down. He goes, no, you don't have any authority to make me do that. So they removed him. Then the people elected him again to the same position. And when he was Chief Justice and the laws started coming through about gay marriage, he said, the federal government doesn't have any authority to do that. We have Alabama laws under the 10th Amendment, and we have the Alabama Constitution under the 10th Amendment that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. And under the 10th Amendment, the federal government doesn't have any authority to do that. And we've had a lot of honest lawyers who have said that, people who actually support gay marriage and said the way that this was done is very troubling from a legal standpoint, because the Supreme Court should not be legislating from the bench based on what they feel is a majority view in the country. They should be respecting the laws of individual states. And that's what Judge Roy Moore said. And he said, I'm not going to do that. So they removed him a second time. So he's got a very loyal base of people there. And it is a Republican state, a Republican seat. And yet Fox News said, look, 42%. When I looked at that, I thought, well, Mitch McConnell has done his work, hasn't he? he couldn't, with all the negative attacks that he put against Judge Roy Moore, he couldn't do anything to help Luther Strange. Luther Strange had big ethical issues, very big ethical issues. He was tainted by the way that he was put into office by the individual who later had to step down from office. And he had been the person who was investigating this corrupt governor who appointed him. that's an issue right there. And then he had ethical issues of his own. But he was a darling of the GOP establishment, perhaps because of his ethical issues. And so they did everything they could to support him. Now, they couldn't attack Judge Roy Moore on the issues because he was with the people on the issues. He was with Trump on the issues. So they attacked him personally. So I looked at them and thought, well, maybe they have damaged him for this primary. But I think there's something else going on here. As Breitbart looks at this, they point out that the guy who ran this poll is part of a Democrat polling organization. Christopher Anderson, a Democrat strategist who worked for John Kerry, interestingly enough. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to play up Democrat hopes. Do you think that the Democrats who have poured so much money, we have seen record amounts of money poured into some congressional races that have occurred to replace people who have moved in the Trump administration, do you think they're going to come in hot and heavy to try to shut down Judge Roy Moore? Do you think that maybe Fox News and Rupert Murdoch's organization would like to help the GOP establishment to make sure that Judge Roy Moore doesn't go to Washington? That they would put out a phony poll. Here's how phony their poll was. The sample had 44% Democrats, even though, in general, Democrats only make up, 28% of the population. They had 45% Democrats. Republicans in there were 37%. Usually it's 25% Republicans in general in the population, but only 19% of those who are independents, and there are 45% who are independents. So they skewed
support
this
good oral
away
health
from independents.
With our one-of-a-kind super blue fluoride-free products, InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the super blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our super blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And You support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We have Jeff Sessions testifying before Congress, asking some questions. This is first time on Capitol Hill since June. We're going to cut in to that in just a moment, and we're going to have see what they're talking to him about. Dianne Feinstein is actually interrogating him at the moment. Should be interesting. Real quickly, we have some major sales at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off BrainForce Plus. Huge discount. The deepest we've ever discounted my favorite supplement. We also have 40% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off BioTruth Selenium, and 40% off Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formula. You can just put that under your tongue, leave it for 15 seconds, has the same effect as vitamin B12 injections. Also, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America and either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. Just enter the code Wake Up at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. Great tasting coffee. Love it. Let's go to the Sessions on Capitol Hill. Let's pick up that feed.
I also want to hear about the firing of FBI Director James Comey. President Trump initially said he fired Director Comey based on
I want to hear about the imprisonment of Comey and Hillary Clinton and Mueller and some of these other people who let this uranium deal go through when they knew about bribery, fraud, and corruption and money laundering.
NBC News that he actually fired Comey because of, quote, the Russia thing, end quote. It's also been reported
that Russia thing.
That the day before
what about
he
that Russia
fired
thing? What about that uranium
Comey,
one thing?
President Trump summoned his top advisors and told him that he had prepared a termination letter. It's important, I believe, to understand what role you had in this process, including conversations with the president and others in the White House. Last week,
in other words,
the Democratic
what did he know and when did he know it? Maybe we should ask those questions about the people running the Russian investigation and what they knew and when they knew it about uranium
firing at this hearing, and what we and that we expected answers or the assertion of a valid claim of executive privilege by the president. In conclusion, Attorney General,
maybe they could assert Clinton
your
privilege.
Department, as you know, is incredibly important, and you are as well. Our country depends on a department that's independent, committed to protecting the rights and freedoms of all Americans, not just some. So
yeah, why has the FBI got a non-disclosure agreement on a whistleblower to expose racketeering and corruption between Hillary Clinton and Vladimir Putin?
I'd like to swear you at this point. Do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give before the committee will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
you know,
but
we've
the
had
truth?
These guys get sworn in as we see him getting sworn in. They swear in at these testimonies, and yet when they give contradictory testimony, they not only don't go to jail, but they're not supposed to be fired either, like Comey.
copy of your opening remarks. I was wondering if it'd be possible for you to submit your longer remarks and maybe summarize so we can get to questions sooner. But I'll defer to you, but that's my request. But whatever time you need, take it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to be with all of you. Ranking Member Feinstein and distinguished members of the committee, former colleagues and friends, I appreciate this opportunity. It's an honor of a lifetime, you have to know, for me to serve as Attorney General of the United States of America. You can understand and know that with my 15 years in that department and my 20 years in this committee with oversight of that department, I understand the august responsibilities I have and the duties that I have to undertake, and I'll do my best every day to be worthy of the trust you've placed in me. Every single day, the men and women of the Department of Justice work to protect our national security against terrorist threats, defend our civil rights, reduce violent crime, stop deadly drug dealers, and strengthen the rule of law. And so today I'd like to share some thoughts about what we are doing, give you insight into the exciting activities that are ongoing. The Department of Justice.
Okay, this doesn't sound too exciting. This sounds like a boilerplate speech that he's had there. There's not going to be any kind of interaction between Jeff Sessions and Dianne Feinstein. So we'll give you the highlights about that tomorrow when it comes out. There were, hopefully we would have some kind of a back and forth about DACA, something about a back and forth with civil forfeiture regulations. You know, that's the thing where the government can come in and steal your stuff without ever finding you guilty. They don't even have to charge you with a crime. They call it civil forfeiture. They don't call it theft. You know, they steal the money from the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. They call it a net asset sweep. We call it theft. They come in and they take your car or your home because they say, well, you know, somebody in that car had a joint, or your son was smoking a joint on the porch, so we're going to take the family home. Or you've got a guy who was flying a couple of businessmen in a suit from the U.S. to Canada and then back again. And they come in and say, we know that you didn't know that it was a drug deal. These guys just look like executives doing a corporate meeting. But it was a drug deal, and so we're going to take your plane. And so the government, so the U.S. government versus Learjet, serial number, blah, blah, blah. And this guy is now out of business. They didn't charge him with anything. No, it was the plane that committed the crime. The plane must go to detention or be used by a local police department or the federal government's law enforcement officers who like to ride around in it like they're Miami Vice or something, okay? Remember that program that was so popular? They had all those wonderful sports cars and speedboats that they had collected from people and they could use for their own personal use. Okay, that's how they got it. They stole it from people. Now, some of those people were drug dealers, and that's fine if you want to take that stuff from drug dealers after you convict them of a crime. But then they took that program and they expanded it to other people. And now Jeff Sessions says that he wants to expand that. And then the other part of this is what's going on with DACA. These are foreign citizens who are brought here by their families, but somehow their families cannot take them back home to their home country, even after we have provided them with a free education. No, we're going to find a path to make them legal. No, it won't be amnesty. They won't get citizenship yet. That's the lie that we're hearing. There's absolutely no way that Americans are going to allow a double standard. You're going to hear all these sob stories. Oh, I'm here, but I can't do this. I can't do that because I'm not a citizen. It's like, yeah, well, you know, you weren't a citizen, but you got a free education and you don't have to go home. So yeah, all right, we'll give you the right to vote. And then along with that citizenship will come chain migration. You can bring in all of your relatives from whatever country you came from. They're all going to be able to come in, and they'll be able to vote as well. And the Republicans will have nice, cheap labor as well. And we can replace all of those people who really understand what's going on here in America and who really aren't down with socialism. We can replace them with people who are loyal servants of the state. All right, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Simon Roche. He is the head of the Office of the HQ, the world's largest non-state civil defense organization. He's trying to defend people that the government of South Africa has targeted for extinction. That's right, genocide. And they are the ultimate preppers. They're banding together to protect their lives, not just their property, as the government says they're going to take both, and they brag about it. So stay with us. We're going to be talking to him right after the break.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Molon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all.
There's something going on in South Africa that's not talked about frequently in the U.S. It's not politically correct to talk about black racism against white people. It's not politically correct to talk about the genocide of white people by a black majority government, but that's what's going on in South Africa. Racism is racism and genocide is genocide, and we're going to talk about it whether it's politically correct or not, because I don't really care about the skin colors of the people who are doing the wrong thing. Genocide is wrong. Racism is wrong. We're going to be talking to Simon Roche. He is the head of the Office of the HQ. Now, this is interesting because this is a group that's come together. It's a non-state group. It is a civil defense organization, and I'm going to let him lay out for you the dire straits that they're in, and the fact that they have the president of the country right now, Jacob Zuma, is essentially calling on people and singing songs that say, kill the white farmers, take their land. They're proving this. They're saying they're not going to prosecute anybody that kills white people. And we have seen reports of amazing brutality, stuff that you typically see in the drug wars in Mexico. But it is racially motivated. It is motivated by people who are also communists, part of the ANC. And according to his biography here, it says that Simon Roche was once an ANC activist. So I want to ask him about that. Of course, that's the party of Nelson Mandela. It is the party of Jacob Zuma right now. He is no longer a part of that. You can find him on Suidlanders.org, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Simon. It's Suidlanders. It actually means Southlanders. And he is Afrikaans. So thank you for joining us, Mr. Roche.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Knight.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on there. Lay out where the Afrikaans came from. They've been there as long as we've had people here in the United States who came here to settle from Europe. I'm not talking about Christopher Columbus, but I'm talking about the settlers that we had who came over in the 1600s from England, who settled in Plymouth Rock, the early 1600s and so forth. That's about the time that people from other parts of Europe, people the Huguenots and the Calvinists who had fled religious persecution, they went to South Africa, and they've been there about 400 years, right?
Yeah, that's correct. They established the first settlement on the 6th of April, 1652, and they were comprised primarily of three religious groups. That is to say, the Dutch at the time were very famous for their pious Calvinism. They were joined by French people who went there as Huguenots, not as French, and subsequently by German Lutheran soldiers demobilized after the 30 Years' War, or a knock-on effect of that. And so it's a culture that is steeped in Africa. It's a gene pool that has amalgamated to form one of the strongest gene pools in the world, very famously so, as some Indian scientists revealed not so long ago. So there's a lot of integrity to the people, the culture, the tradition, the language, and the religion, a very authentic group of people.
Now, what happened, and of course everybody in the United States, they paid a great deal of attention when there was apartheid. After that ended, basically Americans haven't paid any attention for the last, I guess, when did that end? That was early 90s, was that when that ended? 1994, okay. So for the last 20 or so years, nobody's really paid much attention to that here in the United States. But now the guy who shared a Nobel Peace Prize with Nelson Mandela, F.W. de Klerk, and that'll be a familiar name to those of us who are watching it under apartheid, he set up an agreement with Nelson Mandela. They transitioned from an apartheid, which was a rigid segregation of the different races, to a rainbow nation democracy, they said. Now he has come out, and he has said that President Zuma is determined to accelerate our descent along the road to state capture, economic crisis, and racial confrontation. That's F.W. de Klerk, again, the co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, along with Nelson Mandela, for ending apartheid. He accused the ruling establishment of being openly hostile to white people based on negative racial stereotypes. Let's talk about what the form of that open hostility has taken in South Africa against white farmers.
Well, you know, there's a broad array of what are known as broad-based black economic empowerment laws. In other words, affirmative action laws. And those affirmative action laws have created a scenario in which it's not in the interests of a commercial entity to have white employees, or it is in their interest to have as few as possible. And I think that that was perhaps the beginning of the scenario that you've just described. For many white people, it was their first experience of being sort of excluded from realizing their full potential within the South African body politic. The laws specifically encourage employers to have more people of certain colors if they want to get contracts with the government. And in any modern economy, anywhere in the world, the state, the government, is the largest purchaser of goods and services. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the immediate ramifications of that. And that was coupled with a drastic increase in crime that led to our Minister of Police stating in the year 2007 that if white people in Parliament, if white people don't like the levels of crime in South Africa, they should leave. And I think that it was at that point that many white people in South Africa began to realize that much of the rhetoric of the African National Congress in the 90s, early 90s, prior to assuming power on the 27th of April 1994, and subsequently, and their acolytes, the liberals and the academic elites, and others who always said that the African National Congress was a benevolent force that could do no wrong, really, was a load of nonsense. It became apparent around about then. Subsequently, the police determined not to release crime statistics based on the actual crime. In other words, you can read about violent crimes, but it's difficult to get statistics on farm murders, for example, and similarly not to release statistics based on race. Now, any viewer who's watching this can think for themselves what the implications of that are. It means that it's almost impossible for anybody to construct a truthful narrative about the severity of what's happening in South Africa. This sort of Marxist manipulation or control of information has led to a scenario where we as Statelanders, the world's largest non-state civil defense organization, have had to work with other people to compile our own statistics, always conservatively, always cautiously, so that we don't get caught out. And the results, which we've produced in collaboration with some people in the United States of America, highly reliable statistical factual results, are frightening. There's nothing like it anywhere in the world today, Mr. Knight.
And of course, we have seen this type of thing happening with the globalists who are trying to suppress crime by refugees or by illegal immigrants who come into Europe and other places. They refuse to identify them by the ethnic group so that people don't get concerned about Islamic jihad in Europe.
Yes.
So that's not uncommon to what we're seeing here. And as you pointed out, this started with a policy of affirmative action. Even though the black people were in the majority, they were setting up an affirmative action for black people, presumably because it was an economic disparity. That was what justified it. But now we're at the point now, yes, where there is a great deal of violence. And we're going to give you, in the little bit of time that we got here, because we've got to take a break and then we're going to come back to you, Simon. But here's one example. A woman who is a British national, she is a former pharmaceutical executive. She and her husband, who is 66 years old, confronted by a group of masked men. They were tortured. She had a blowtorch was used on them for several hours. She suffered horrific burns to her breasts. They attempted to kill her by stuffing a plastic bag down her throat, driving them down to a roadside where they shot her and her husband, shot her in the head. She still survived for some time before she died, shot her husband in the neck. But of course, they can't tell you that this was something that was done that was racially motivated, and they're not going to come after the killers. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The most dangerous occupation in the world, being a farmer in Marxist South Africa, especially being a white farmer in Marxist South Africa. We're talking to Simon Roche. He is head of the office of HQ. We're going to talk to him about the prepper issues there. We've been laying out the case for why white people in South Africa under the Marxist racist government there, the ANC, they are now targeted for murder, targeted for extinction. It is a policy of racism and genocide. As this Breitbart article that I have here that just came out 3 days ago, epidemic of South African farm murders continues as gunmen shoot an elderly victim dead. That's another murder beside the one that I just told you about the elderly lady and her husband who were shot. They were tortured with blow torches. She died from her ordeal. But here's some of the statistics, because Mr. Roche was telling us that the government has suppressed any information about the ethnicity of the people who are killed. They have suppressed information about whether these attacks are taking place on farms. So they've been compiling this information themselves. They can say they know that at least 1,187 farmers, 490 family members, 147 farm employees, 24 farm visitors have known to be murdered in the last 18 years, although they believe the true figure is between 3,000 and 4,000. The average murder ratio per 100,000 for the population in general in the world is 9. In South Africa, it is 54, a very violent country. But for the farming community, it is 138. 138. That's why I say it is the most dangerous occupation anywhere in the world. And of course, the response of the government is what is interesting in this. The president, who is there now, President Zuma, has defended the singing of the revolutionary song, Kill the Farmer, Kill the Boer. And they're talking about the white South African, Boers, the Afrikaans. One of his MPs was crying out, bury them alive, during a recent parliamentary debate. So in the backdrop of all this, Mr. Roche, some of you have put together your own organization. If you want to tell us a little bit more about the political climate, go ahead. But I also want to talk to you about what you are doing to privately prepare. Because here in the United States, we have preppers, and we're worried about a lot of different scenarios, worried about natural disasters, an EMP pulse, different things like that, or societal breakdown. But you are experiencing it right now. You've got the president of your country saying that he wants to kill the farmers, kill the white people, and not prosecute those who do it. He's encouraging it. So what do you do to prepare for that?
Well, he's encouraging it. And on top of that, three times last year, three very senior black leaders said that a race-based civil war in South Africa is inevitable. Famously, on the 7th of November in the town of Newcastle in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, Julius Malema, the head of the political party, the Economic Freedom Fighters, stated, "I'm not calling for the slaughter of all whites yet." A few days later, a senior traditional leader, whose name I unfortunately cannot mention publicly, said to me, "Simon, in your culture, in English idiom, that could mean many things. In African idiom, that means one thing." Now, this guy is speaking as the king of an entire nation within our country. He said to me, "In African idiom, that means one thing. I'm going to call upon you to kill these people. Prepare for it." On top of that, our sovereign bond rating has been revised to junk. I'm sure many people don't know that. You know, South Africa, supposedly the darling of the world, the wonderful new South African rainbow nation experiment as it is, you would think that this stuff would be on the front page of every newspaper all of the time. And I think that what's very important for your viewers to recognize here is that the mainstream media in the world, the global capital-driven media, has not reported this thing. Now, it can't be by accident if you consider the profile of the country and the egregious severity of these events and these statistics. So clearly it's deliberate. And we assume that the reason why they're not reporting this is because they wish to avoid the humiliation of tacitly admitting that they were wrong for the 40 or 50 or 30 year period that they shoved down the throats of the Western world, this consistent narrative of apartheid is bad and the poor black people and this and that. And if we only get Nelson Mandela in power, it'll be an absolute utopia. And of course, it hasn't been the case at all. This is not an apology for apartheid. It's a statement of how things are. Now,
well, of course, Nelson Mandela was a Marxist, and in all the hagiographies that were done when he died here in the Western press, the inescapable fact was that he was a Marxist. And when we look at President Zuma, one of the other things in the Breitbart article that just came out 4 days ago, they said he's called for South Africa's constitution to be amended so that farmland can be seized without compensation. That's not surprising coming from a Marxist party. That's exactly the type of thing that they would do. But they've taken it another step further to say that if you are a white person, you are an enemy of the Marxists, therefore you are targeted for extinction. That was also not really a surprise for many of us who saw the Marxist roots of Nelson Mandela. And they say, And this is their rallying cry, as it's reported here. People of South Africa, where you see beautiful land, take it. It belongs to you. And then saying that they will not prosecute people who kill others in neighboring Zimbabwe. And we've seen Zimbabwe collapse. It's become a textbook case of hyperinflation as their currency went to absolute zero. So we have these areas that were turned over to black majority rule, and Rhodesia became Zimbabwe, and then in South Africa. And we've seen the rapid economic decline of these areas, but it's largely because these are A, dictators, and B, they are Marxist dictators. But they are focusing on taking the land and taking the lives of the white people who are farming the land, who have been there as long as we've had European settlers building settlements here, coming here, escaping religious persecution as we begin the program. That was the same reason that the Afrikaners went to South Africa, was to escape religious persecution. They saw that as their land. Russell Means has often talked about, hey, don't talk about Native Americans. Talk about American Indians, because he said people have been here for 400 years. They're Native Americans. You're Native African. That's why you call yourself Afrikaans. But talk a little bit about where you see this headed.
Well, we see it headed in a very, very bad direction. It's almost like the trajectory of a ball being thrown by a boy who's been warned by his mother not to break a window while playing with the ball. And, you know, he sort of slips and the ball flies skew, his little baseball. And in a sort of a millionth of a second, he knows what the trajectory of that ball is going to be, and he knows full well that it's going to hit the window. We're in that scenario in South Africa now. The trajectory is very, very clear, and it has been consistent over 23 years since the 27th of April 1994, when the African National Congress, under Nelson Mandela, who remained a member of the Central Committee of the South African Communist Party to his dying day, until now. We've had all of these consistent declines. Our economy is on its knees. General Motors has just announced that it's completely divesting from South Africa. Moody's has announced that it is shutting down its South Africa office. A very important German bank is withdrawing. Three of South Africa's most important, biggest companies have taken their listings from South Africa. These are hundreds years old South African companies have taken their listings from South Africa to London and other places. So the simple reality is that we are in a terrible trajectory, which is heading for a crisis. And as we've been warned repeatedly in recent months, particularly over the past year, we are headed for a race-based civil war. This is what black leaders are doing. So our organization, Saitlanders, which is the world's
Hang on a second, because I want you, can you stay another 5 minutes with us on the other side of the break? Because we've got a break coming up in about a minute and a half.
Yes, certainly.
Okay, good. Before we get to the prep, and we'll do the prep when we come back in the next segment, I want to ask you about something I find curious in your biography here. It says that you were once an ANC activist. Tell us about that. Tell us how you went from an ANC activist to opposing the Marxists that are there.
I was a young white boy who believed that it was good for everybody to have a place in the sun. I believed that it was right for we as white people to concede power to the majority, to democracy, so that every human being would be equal under the law and would have an equal opportunity. Over time, I began to see that a lot of the narrative of the African National Congress and the narrative of freedom, let's say, the liberation of Africa, was absolute nonsense. I worked quite closely with the African National Congress on a number of projects, and indeed with the government as a separate entity. We speak of the party and the government separately. And
all right, Simon, we got to take a break, but that says it exactly. You know, that's how they get in power, but the Marxists don't play by the rules of freedom and equality. They do whatever it takes to get power, and once they get power, we see the violence and the oppression that comes with it. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk to Simon about how they are preparing to defend themselves. We'll be right back.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless, we're bold, because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win, we're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
When he was young, he believed in freedom and equality. He opposed apartheid. He even joined the African National Congress. But Marxists don't play by those rules. They don't play by those principles. They use the ideas of freedom and equality to get power. But once they get power, then they are now in South Africa following a policy of genocide against white farmers. And so we want to talk to Simon Roche. And again, the organization is Suidlanders, S-U-I-D. Landers.org, and they are now banding together. Now Simon Roche, as his biography says here, is working tirelessly to prepare for impending catastrophe. We've talked about the ongoing murders of white farmers in South Africa, the fact that the Marxist president is encouraging it, encouraging the taking of their land, encouraging the taking of their lives. They have now joined together in the world's largest non-state civil defense organization. So I want to get him to talk a little bit about that now. If you don't know about the problem and you want to know more about that, you can go to their website. You can also find a few articles in Western media. Most of this is, of course, covered up because it is not politically correct to talk about this kind of oppression. We want to pretend that there's no problems now that Nelson Mandela has been put in office and apartheid has ended. But they have a different kind of apartheid now. And they have a race war that is being promoted by the current president, Zuma. Simon, tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing there to prepare for your own self-defense, since the government is out to get you. What can you do?
Our organization was founded about 20 years ago, and through the first few years, it went through an evolutionary process to what it is today. And for about the past 16, 17 years, we've been in our current form, which is a civil defense organization constituted under the specific provisions of the protocols additional to the Geneva Conventions, which make provision for identifiable ethnic groups to prepare to protect themselves as civilian non-combatants. This is vital that people should know this. We're not rabid militants. As civilian non-combatants in the event of an armed conflict, whether it be international or local in nature, non-international. As such, we, with our the largest membership of any such organization in the world, have a nationwide emergency plan which is devoted to withdrawing our people from built-up areas and consolidating them in remote rural regions where we can provide protection within the provisions of international law, where we can ensure that the women and children and the disabled or people who are not able-bodied can be looked after as well as possible. That is the gist of the plan. It comprises a security component, a massive nationwide grid of communications systems, and logistics, the provision of water and food and fuel, warmth and shelter, and so on and so forth. We anticipate something like 800,000 to 1 million people in the event of this crisis that the black leaders are promising occurring.
Wow. And so you have a very clear and present danger. It's not like American preppers who are trying to provide for a wide variety of scenarios. And of course, we have Joel Skousen and his strategic location, making sure that you got a place to bug out to. We got James Wesley Rawls, who talks about his survival blog, the fact that you've got to connect with other people. You've got to have a plan that involves other people. So if people want to know not only what's going on in South Africa, but they also want to know what they can do to prepare from people who have been under the gun for quite some time, they can go to your website. Again, that is suidlanders.org, SUIDLANDERS.org. And I assume that you've also got some information there about the current political crisis as well. Thank you so much for joining us, Simon, and best luck to you. I know you have a very difficult road ahead of you. We'll be right back with more news. I'm David Knight.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce. Now BrainForce Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then BrainForce is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
I put out a video yesterday called it Finding Jesus. It was about talking about where did Jesus Campos, the security guard at the Mandalay Hotel, at the center of the timeline controversy, at the center of massive litigation and liability charges with MGM. He had been scheduled for several interviews on Friday. He was scheduled to go on, I think it was either Sean Hannity and Five, or I don't know if Sean Hannity's program was part of the five interviews that he had, but all of a sudden he just canceled all of them and disappeared. He was gone for the entire weekend. We had the union representative say, I was very concerned. He said he was sick and that he checked into this particular, I can't remember the name of it, we talked about it yesterday, particular group of local health care, and there's eight of them in the Vegas area. It's kind of a local care facility. He said that he checked into that. They called all those different places. They couldn't find that anybody had any record of him. He just disappeared. Then yesterday we had a strange announcement from MGM saying, yeah, we know where he is. Union representative didn't know where he was. Union representative was kind of concerned about his safety and welfare, but MGM says, yeah, we know where he is. Of course, they're the owners of the Mandalay Bay Hotel where the windows were broken out, gunfire came out at the crowd. And I'm not going to say where the shooter was. I'm still not convinced, as many eyewitnesses are not. When the eyewitnesses say that they're convinced that there was only one individual shooter, that there weren't multiple shooters, that there isn't a government cover-up, when the FBI is not destroying information off of witnesses' phones, then I'll say, okay, yeah, the government's the government's preposterous story is true. The government can't even provide a motive for the shooting. They're out there examining the guy's brain. I mean, where have you heard anything that silly, where they are so strapped for a motive that they're looking for brain tumors? Now they're microscopically examining the brain. I mean, this is really crazy. Now he is, however, has resurfaced. We have a teaser for his interview that's going to show up later today. You know, he's now surfaced. So we don't have a missing security guard anymore. We just have a missing motive. We have missing eyewitness stories. We have missing evidence. We have missing video cameras, but we don't have a missing security guard. And where did he show up? He showed up on the Ellen DeGeneres show, where he's going to get really tough questions asked him, right? I mean, you know, Sean Hannity was going to ask him some questions that would be kind of tough for him to answer. And I don't know who the other five or so interviews were that he had scheduled, but these were journalists. They were going to ask him some questions that are tough. I don't know how tough the questions that Ellen DeGeneres is going to be asking him. It's going to be probably like, how does it feel to be at the center of all this attention? Things like that. And why did they pick Ellen DeGeneres? I mean, why did they pick this entertainer? Well, here's a video that came out September 21st. She's got a lot of connections in Vegas, evidently. She spent some time there. And they even have slot machines that are Ellen DeGeneres. So, you know, all those professional gamblers that pour their money into slot machines and video poker machines and make millions out of this, according to one part of the phony narrative that's coming out of Las Vegas. The idea this guy was a multimillionaire because he played video poker, a glorified slot machine. Well, they have Ellen DeGeneres slot machines in Vegas. Here's an example. I'll play a little bit of this clip with Ellen dropping in on some of the people who are dropping in money into a slot machine that had her picture and her icon on it and was channeling the money straight into the pockets of the casino. Here's Ellen.
I have a brand new slot machine. It is from IGT, and it's got new bonuses that are so much fun. There's even Cat Week bonus. I don't know what else y'all want from me. Put Cat Week bonus on a slot machine. I was in Vegas, and I went to the MGM Grand, and I surprised some people who were playing the machine, and here's what happened.
Play her slot machine. So this is the MGM Grand. This is another one of the casinos. I think MGM owns five or six casinos in Vegas. Mandalay Bay is one of them. So here is a person who is bought into this get-rich-quick idea of Vegas. And then Ellen DeGeneres shows up at her own slot machine. And the rest of this video is just everybody screaming in excitement at the presence of Ellen DeGeneres. So who else would you funnel this guy to? We can stop that video. Who else would you funnel this security guard to if you're MGM? And he wants somebody who's going to give him favorable treatment. Maybe somebody that already has some connections with the gambling industry and MGM. Enough connections that they make slot machines with her image on it and do all this stuff there. So we got a little bit of a tease here. Of course, our program is coming up this afternoon. Let's play a little bit of what they have released of the Jesus Campos interview. And, of course, she's also talking to the building engineer who was there with him, Stephen Schuck. And they were there. And here's a little bit of this. Leave me live. I'll comment on this as I see it. I haven't seen this yet. So let's play some of Ellen DeGeneres' interview.
Thank you both for being here. And first of all, how are you both doing?
I'm doing better each day. Slowly but surely, just healing physically and mentally.
Yeah, I imagine. I imagine that you relive that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
200 bullets were fired into the hallway. He only got hit by one of them. That's lucky.
As each day passes, though, we're working to get over this.
Okay. So, Jesus, you're the security officer, and you were called to check on a door that was, I guess when a door is left open for a certain amount of time, you're supposed to go check on it, right?
Yes, we got notifications making sure that to secure them, or if they were already been secured, just making that check on the doors.
Okay, so you were going up the fire escape to get there?
Via the stairwell.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Hold it. Pause it right there. You know, because the door was jammed. She said, of course, as Steve Wynn was pointing out, we went on Fox News with Chris Wallace. He said it would have raised some alarms with us if somebody had had a do not disturb sign on their door for 3 or 4 days. We have a policy that we don't let it go that long until we check on the guest because there might be a health issue with the guest. Maybe they've suffered a stroke or something. We need to look after them. So that didn't raise any flags at Mandalay Bay. And then Steve Wynn let drop the idea and said, oh, and also at our place, we don't let anybody use the security elevators. Hint, hint. And Chris Wall says, wait a minute. Are you saying that Stephen Paddock used the security, service elevators at Mandalay Bay? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. Well, 2 days later, the police came out and said, yes, in fact, he did use the elevators there, the service elevators. And so now there is something that didn't cause any alarms, and the do not disturb sign didn't cause any alarms. And so this security officer has now been called up there because there is a problem, a blockage with the elevator. Maybe, I don't know what's happening with it, but I don't know if that was the security, the service elevator or the regular elevator. But let's continue on with what they were telling Ellen DeGeneres.
30 seconds.
Right.
When I approached the door, it didn't open, and it was blocked off, so I had to reroute.
Is that a normal thing that the door at the fire escape or the stairwell would be blocked off?
No, they're always supposed to remain open.
Right.
And so after I would drop down and then came back through the hallway, and then I approached the room, got into the door. There was a metal bracket holding the door in place.
Right. So what we're talking about here, just so everybody's clear. Okay. So this is where the hotel room was, where the shooter was. This is the stairway, where, and this door here was blocked. And you didn't know that till you came up in through the elevator and went through this door and saw that there was something blocking that door. And when you saw that, did you think that's weird? Why would somebody put brackets on a door?
Yeah, that's just out of the ordinary.
That was the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you walk out of this, and this just slammed?
Well, when I was in between that area, I was calling security dispatch to get transferred to engineering. They didn't know anything about it, so they dispatched an engineer to go.
Okay, we got to take a break, so hold it right there. This is something that is coming out, remember, 17 days after the event. And this is something that has come out after we've had 3 revisions of the timeline. And maybe, I don't know where he's been for the last 5 days, maybe because revision number 2 exposed MGM to significant liability, maybe, I don't know, maybe they were working with him with a narrative because, you know, the sheriff came out, tearfully said, no, now this is the real narrative. There wasn't 6 minutes, it was only 40 seconds. We're going to pick back up with what he has to say after he's been perhaps practicing this testimony for 5 days. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. out. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, we're going to go back and take a look at the testimony. First time we've seen any direct comments from the security guard, Jesus Campos. He has been at the center of the rapidly evolving and changing timeline that has been given to us. First, he was the last person who was shot. He was declared a hero because he stopped the shooter. Then we found out that, no, he was the first person shot. And that it was 6 minutes after he was shot before the Las Vegas police were notified. Lawsuits ensued. And then the individual disappeared for a while, and the sheriff came out and tearfully altered the timeline and said, no, it wasn't 6 minutes. We were notified within 40 seconds. And now, after several days, he has reappeared, not talking to journalists, not talking to Sean Hannity, the other five interviews that he had scheduled on Friday when he suddenly disappeared after that second timeline where there was a 6 minute gap, not talking to journalists, but talking to Ellen DeGeneres. And so we're going to go back. He was just getting into what had happened. He said he had been called up to the floor because there was a blockage there. So he had to take the stairs, I guess. I don't know, maybe the service elevator that had been used so much by Stephen Paddock or whoever took all that stuff up there. Some of the Las Vegas deputies had said it was an incredible amount of stuff up there. There were tools for building stuff, but there was also, it was like a gun store up there. I had all the stuff lined up, so it eventually came out that, yeah, he was using the service elevator. So, I don't know, this guy had to come up, and the security guard couldn't use the service elevator. He had to use the stairs. So we're going to go back and pick up with the story that he is telling Ellen in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we have some massive sales that we have put on at InfoWarsStore.com that will be ending soon. We've had BrainForce Plus discounted at 50%. And we're going to take that out soon because by the end of the week, we're going to be running out of stock. If you've never tried this, this is a great time to try it. 50% off. If you've tried it and like it like I do, you can stock up at 50% off Brain Force Plus. We also have 40% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's our deep source of iodine. Also, 40% off BioTruth Selenium. That is our 100% organic selenium. That's made from organic mustard seeds. No synthetics, no fillers in that selenium. And also, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, is also 40% off. So 40% off iodine, selenium, and B12. And those are great sources of those. No question that those are things that you need to have in your health. If you need a supplementation of those, you're not going to find a better source anywhere, and you're not going to find a better source than those products at 40% off. Finally, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. You can get that in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. That's enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. All right, let's go back to the narrative that was coming out. That was Ellen DeGeneres. She was talking to security guard who's been missing for the last 5 days. Now, presumably, we have decided on a story between MGM and the Las Vegas Police Department. Instead of fighting each other and exposing more information, which is what I had hoped it would happen. You know, Friday started out with the sounds from Rocky, you know, the ringing of the bell. So that's on. We got a fight going on here because MGM is in it for the fight of their life. Can you imagine the liability that they would have with nearly 600 people killed or injured and them waiting about 6 minutes before they call the Las Vegas police? Well, Jesus Campos disappeared, and now he has resurfaced. He recorded this yesterday. This is going to air on Ellen DeGeneres. They have put up some advanced information of this interview, and both the security guard and the building engineer, Stephen Schuck, were on her show because, you know, it's very helpful to have somebody who is an entertainer rather than somebody who is a journalist that's going to ask probing questions, especially an entertainer like Ellen DeGeneres, who even has slot machines made in her image in these cathedrals of ignorance and greed. Let's go back to this interview with Ellen DeGeneres. Engineering. Here's Jesus Campos.
They didn't know anything about it, so they dispatched an engineer to go verify what that was.
That's when you got called?
Yes.
Okay.
And at that time, I heard what I assumed it was drilling sounds, and I believed that they were in the area working somehow.
So you thought the drilling, they were gunshots, but you thought it was just drilling sounds?
At first, I think it was just drilling sounds.
Right. So then at what point did you get shot? What happens here?
As that door's closing and it's so heavy, it'll slam. I'm walking down this way, and I believe that's what caught the shooter's attention. As I was walking down, I heard rapid fire. And at first, I took cover. I felt a burning sensation. I went to go lift my pant leg up, and I saw the blood. That's when I called it in on my radio that shots have been fired. And I was going to say that I was hit, but I got all over my cell phone just to clear that radio traffic for they can coordinate the rest of the call.
So he shot... You didn't even know he shot through this door, right?
Yeah, from behind the door. I didn't know how he was shooting,
yeah.
But he shot out.
Right, so you didn't even know it was coming from here. So it's Steven, at this point, so you're called up. You just think that you're coming to look at a door that's been blocked in the firewall, right?
Yeah, I didn't think anything out of the ordinary at the time. I came from a higher floor and came down a different hallway.
Okay, so hold it there for a second. So what he's just told us is that was Jesus Campos that was talking to Ellen DeGeneres, and he said that he was called, and he saw some obstructions there, so he calls the building engineer. He goes down, and then he is shot through the door. We've subsequently learned, they've told us, that there were 200 shots that were fired. One of them hit him in the leg, and then he tells us that he immediately called down to security. That still doesn't necessarily remove their liability. That was part of timeline number two, saying that he called down immediately to security, but that the security didn't phone it in to the police for another 6 minutes. Now the police have done a mea culpa, to save MGM from allegations of neglect and lawsuits. And so that's not part of his testimony. But let's go back to the interview. This is the building engineer, Stephen Schuck.
Elevator. And I walked out. I rounded the corner for the 100 hallway. And that's when I, you know, it was quiet at this time. And the doors are set back, as you can see in that, about a foot. And Jesus was towards the end of the hallway, but I didn't know at that time. I thought I saw someone, like, pop out of the cubby. And I kept walking, and, you know, once I got more than halfway is when I saw Jesus, and I started to hear shooting. And I thought, at the time I didn't know it was shooting, I thought it was a jackhammer. And, you know, as an engineer, I'm like, we're not working up here this late at night. We wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
And it was, I believe, outside. It wasn't in the hallway yet. And that's when Jesus, he leaned out. And he said,
okay, we got to take a break. Let's hold it. You know, it's interesting. We're told that the shooter or whoever was inside there knew that there were people outside because he had put cameras there. And, you know, Vegas, interestingly enough, is one of the places that has the most surveillance cameras of any place on Earth. They say we don't have any video of what happened in the hallway. We don't have any video of him bringing stuff into the casino using the service elevator. None of that. None of that. And, oh, by the way, if you have any video, please call the FBI. They will take your phone and they will remove it so that nobody knows what's going on there. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day, whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're listening to the story of the security guard and the building engineer who were there at Mandalay Bay, the security guard who was shot once in the leg. And then he disappeared with the interviews last week. After 5 days, he returns after the timeline has been altered for the third time. We're going to go back and pick up this narrative because something very interesting happens at the end of it. So let's go back to this interview with Ellen DeGeneres and Jesus Campos and the engineer. I forgot what his name is. Shuck, I think, is his last name. But anyway, let's go back to this interview.
Yelled at me, and within milliseconds, if he didn't say that, I would have got hit.
Because he was still shooting. So you would have been hit had he not told you.
Yeah, it wasn't even fully in cover, and they were passing behind my head, and I could feel the pressure.
You could feel the pressure going past you just even being out of the way.
Yes.
And were guests coming out of the doorways?
There was a female that came out, and I told her to go back inside. It wasn't safe.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after, that's when Steven was approaching, and I told him to stay back and get cover. And that's when more rounds were dispersed.
Right. Wow. So, and I mean, it, really, he saved your life, and he saved also the woman that came out of the door to go into the hallway. I know, first of all, you know, thank you so much for being here, and I know that you've had so many people asking for you to tell the story and to talk about this, and I understand your reluctance because you just want this to be over. So you're talking about it now, and then you're not going to talk about it again.
Hold it a second here.
And I don't blame you.
Isn't it nice that Ellen DeGeneres doesn't ask him anything about all the confusion? You know, why did we have these different narratives? Why was the first narrative that you were the last one shot? Well, what's going on between the difference between the second and third narrative? But it's like, oh, this is just really great. I'm glad you came on the show. That's why you have Ellen DeGeneres interview him. That's why you have somebody who is an entertainer with a lot of connections to the Vegas casinos interview him, and not a real journalist who had asked maybe some interesting questions. Let's go back and finish this up because you won't believe how this ends. Go ahead. Let's roll it.
I know, first of all, you know, thank you so much for being here, and I know that you've had so many people asking for you to tell the story and to talk about this.
Yeah,
and
please explain to us all the different narratives.
You just want this to be over. So you're talking about it now.
We want it to be over. We don't want to highlight any of the contradictions. No.
Why relive this over and over again? But it's helpful for people to understand what a hero you are, because you, being shot in the leg, saved so many people's lives, and instead of you just getting out of there, you saved Stephen's life, you saved that woman's life, and who knows how many other people. And so
no
we
liability
just
here.
To celebrate you. That's why
he's
you're here
a hero.
Today.
He saved
because
lives. No liability here.
Done.
And
even
we don't want to talk about
happened,
the shooters or
instead
shooters.
Instead of going to the hospital,
the
you
room.
Stayed to help the police and give them all the information they needed to piece these things together. And also, what else did you want to mention?
I just want to mention all the people that assisted that night. Whether it was Metro, the FBI, the community especially coming together to help everyone in need, the first responders, even
why don't
the people that got
we get some explanation or questions about where he's been for the last 5 days.
And
why did he duck out of all those other interviews?
puts
the day that a timeline came out that would expose MGM to liability.
Night, even in the darkest hour.
Yes, there were a lot of people that showed up to help. All right, and Stephen?
And Ellen DeGeneres is helping right now, isn't she?
definitely, I want to thank the first responders and people on the ground at the show helping each other out. I mean, I think the acts of humanity were major that night, and I want to thank Jesus again from my family and all my friends and everybody for saving my life.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah, that's really, you did. I don't know if you're taking all that in. And I know, like you said, it's hard. You think about that a lot, and you did. You saved people's lives. And we, of course, wanted to give you money. We wanted to, and you both were very, very specific. You said you don't want money. You don't want money at all. So you're not getting any money. All right? So we're not going to give you money. But Stephen, your favorite team is the Colts, and you've never been to a game, so the NFL is flying you to meet the team and get VIP tickets, so you're going to go see the Colts. All right.
Oh boy, here's the payoff. It's just like the Ellen DeGeneres slot machines in the MGM Grand.
Okay. Also, Jesus, you're a fan of the Oakland Raiders, and Shutterfly is going to give you season tickets when the team goes to Las Vegas. You're going to be able to see them. Also, we know it's really important for you to that everyone is recognized. So Shutterfly cares about supporting communities, so it's going to make a donation of $25,000 in your name to the GoFundMe page that's dedicated to helping victims of the shooting.
Boy, this is a very different interview, isn't it, than he would have faced on Friday. And no questions about where he's been since Friday. You know, Vegas has got a real public relations problem. They're trying to get people to come back. They've got the symbol, and if you take a look at Mandalay Bay, they've now put up this big hashtag. I think, what is it? Feeling Vegas strong. Vegas strong, I think. I don't think that's going to do it. You know, they're looking around for different ones. So I tweeted out on Libertarian. I said, well, you know, maybe you might try something from Dirty Harry. Feeling lucky, punk? Or maybe we could do something from The World According to Garp. Remember that movie? Robin Williams? They're looking at a house. Realtor is showing them this house. And as she's, as they're at the curb looking at the house, all of a sudden this plane comes flying in and crashes into the side of the house. And Robin Williams' character gets real excited and goes, well, take it. And they look at him like, what are you, crazy? And he goes, it's perfect. It's been pre-disastered. Can you imagine? There is no chance that something like this is ever going to happen again. So it's been pre-disastered. I'll take it. They'll never get hit by a plane again. So there we go. Maybe that's what they should, that should be the slogan for Vegas. It's pre-disastered. We've had this really awful shooting here. It ain't going to happen again. Maybe not. Maybe it could happen again. Because, you know, Vegas is is a city built on ignorance of probability. And now we're seeing that it is a narrative that is being built on ignorance of what actually happened there. And unfortunately, I think Ellen has been a big part of shoveling a lot of excrement in that interview, dodging all the questions that everybody has been asking for a week. Where was he? Why did we have these multiple statements? MGM seemed to know where he was. None of the medical facilities that he reportedly checked into knew where he was. So anyway, let's take a look at some other threats to us. We have a story on Zero Hedge pointing out that if North Korea can kill 90% of Americans in a year, why did the Department of Defense just defund the Congressional EMP Commission? And remember, this was a movie that was done by Gary Haven called Armageddon. It was predicated on the idea that somebody, who could that be? Maybe North Korea? Somebody would fly a missile over the United States and detonate it in the air. That creates an EMP pulse. That takes out the electrical grid. And it takes it out in such a way that, as we're seeing in parts of what we're seeing in Puerto Rico, is that certain components are just not sitting around in inventory to be put back and repair the electric grid. Some of these things, like big transformers and switching stations, some of those things, they don't keep those in inventory. They're very specialized, very expensive. It can take a very long time to get those. They're only made in a couple of places. I mean, we've seen things like this even when flooding hit Thailand. It created a temporary shortage that lasted for a few months. Disk drives spiked in price because pretty much all the disk drives are being made in one place. So if this were to happen, and remember, North Korea has now twice flown their missile over Japan, and they have demonstrated that they have a hydrogen bomb, but we have a committee in the Department of Defense that has just been defunded at the beginning of September. As all of this stuff was happening, they shut down the committee that was looking at EMPs. And, of course, this committee was going to make sure that we had continuity of government. Your infrastructure, your health, your family, not so much. They don't really care about that. Just the continuity of government. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. It's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Corsi, Robert Mueller, James Comey, all guilty of prosecutorial improprieties, says a former assistant U.S. attorney. Yeah, the stuff just keeps coming, doesn't it? I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about that in detail. This is happening at the same time. We also have new revelations about the real Russian collusion with Vladimir Putin. And it wasn't Donald Trump. It was Hillary Clinton. It was Eric Holder. It was Timothy Geithner, the people who cleared the purchase of Uranium One 15 months after a whistleblower who was working with the FBI exposed the fraud, the bribery, the money laundering that was being run by Vladimir Putin and others so they could, and the kickbacks that were being sent to people so that they could purchase 20% of our uranium and give a major kickback to Bill Clinton, not only in the speech that you've all heard about, the New York Times reported, the $500,000 speech, but also millions that were channeled to the Clinton Foundation. And these are new documents that are going to be coming out. And the process right now is to make sure that the FBI's gag order on the witness who exposed all this. Yes, that's right. The FBI, surprise, surprise, the FBI that was confiscating eyewitnesses' phones in Las Vegas and then wiping them and returning them to people. That same FBI is basically wiping stuff for Hillary Clinton. Yeah, wiping her server. You mean like with a cloth, Hillary would say? No. They're just wiping it with a non-disclosure agreement, threatening him as he wanted to go public with this, threatening him with jail time. And of course, he said he was also felt that he was, his life was in danger, not only from, the Clinton mafia and the organized crime family that runs Washington, D.C., and that is a bipartisan crime family, but also from the Russians. And he is trying to get this information out nevertheless. He's trying to get that non-disclosure agreement that threatens him with jail time. He's trying to get that overturned so he can talk to people. We're going to go over this article, rather, that Jerome Corsi is part of a series investigating the prosecutorial improprieties of Robert Mueller, the guy who is running the Russian investigation. All these guys, Rosenstein, Mueller, all these guys knew about this Russian issue with Vladimir Putin. They knew about the corruption behind all of this. And of course, the idea that Bill Clinton would get $500,000 at a speech when Hillary Clinton is with the State Department and they're approving this sale. There was a committee that she was on along with Timothy Geithner, Eric Holder, and others. There was a committee that was supposed to oversee the transfer of assets that could affect national security. And so this is much, much deeper than we have ever seen before. But they're counting on the fact that you don't want to hear Russia anymore. You've heard so much about Russia. You've made up your mind one way or the other, and you're really not going to pay any attention. You either believe that at this point that Donald Trump is a Russian stooge, he works with Vladimir Putin, or you believe that the whole thing is a red herring. Either way, they're counting on the fact, and this is the genius of these professional criminals, Hillary Clinton and these people who are high-ranking officials in the Department of Justice and the FBI. They're counting on the fact that you have Russia fatigue. You're tired of hearing this. You're not going to hear any of the details because I've heard all this story before. I'm not going to pay any attention to this. But as I said at the very beginning of the program, this is analogous to the NSA whistleblowers who tried and tried and tried to get this information to the public. They were delayed. They were stonewalled. They were blocked. And then eventually the information came out, and it came out when we saw the details coming from Ed Snowden. This guy that has the NDA put on him, this guy who has the gag order put on him by the FBI, if this guy can talk, this is going to be bigger than Ed Snowden, quite frankly, because nothing has really, hopefully it will be. Maybe all this information will come out and they still won't do anything to these people, just like they haven't done anything with the national security state that violates our laws and violates our constitution. And as William Binney, who worked for them for decades and surveilled the East German Stasi, he says this is far worse already than anything we've seen from the East German Stasi. And President Trump ought to realize, as he's become a victim of these people, as we have seen the national security state used for political purposes, and he is their first open target. But of course, other congressmen, other senators realize that they're the target. They may have already been contacted for blackmail purposes. Many of us said that we believe that the landmark decision that legalized Obamacare when there was absolutely no constitutional basis for it. We had Justice Roberts had written both the concurring and dissenting opinion. That's interesting, isn't it? He had a change of heart somewhere. What could possibly change his heart so that after writing a dissenting opinion, he would somehow come along and say, no, that's okay. The government can force you to buy insurance policy from anybody, and they can tell you which policies you're going to get. And we'll call it a tax instead of a mandate, and that'll make it constitutionally okay. So many of us believe that he was blackmailed. Other individuals in the Senate are saying, hey, did you guys spy on me like you spied on the Trump campaign team and the Trump transition team and President Trump himself, and that you exposed certain individuals? I hope President Trump realizes just how dangerous this is, not only to him, but to all of America, that we're not going to have an America that is free, an America that is a rule of law. We're going to have a banana republic with nuclear weapons if we allow the organized crime families, these racketeering families that are affiliated with Hillary Clinton, these racketeering individuals that are part of the FBI, if we allow them to go unpunished, if we allow the dragnet surveillance and the politicization of the surveillance state and of the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, all these people, if we allow that to continue to go on, we don't have a country. We don't have an America to put first. Real quickly, some of the sales that we have right now, BrainForce Plus, 50% off. It's going to be stopping at the end of the week, the biggest discount we've ever had. We also have Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, our 100% organic selenium from mustard seeds, organic mustard seeds, 40% off. And Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, is also 40% off. And you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. And either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend, just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. That's WAKEUP at checkout to get InfoWars Wake Up America. This is the second article from Dr. Jerome Corsi. I talked to him at the end of the week, last week, the second in a series of articles, just like he did a series of articles about the illegal funding of Obamacare subsidies. And that has now turned out to be blockbuster research. It's been implemented by the Trump administration. But as I reported earlier, we now have John McCain and others who are liberal establishment GOP shills who are trying to continue that, trying to push that forward. They want to continue the theft to fund Obamacare, Obamacare forever. But now this is the next series that Dr. Corsi has. Exposes prosecutorial improprieties. He said, why did U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, I guess is the way you pronounce his name, prosecute Billy Walters? This is a guy that is lionized by the press. He's in New York. Infowars.com asked that to attorney Sidney Powell, a former assistant U.S. attorney and appellate section chief, whose 2014 book, Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. He said it's an expose of prosecutorial impropriety she maintains runs rampant today among the Department of Justice prosecutors, including Bharara, as well as among lawyers who have been recruited to Mueller's team. She said because Billy Walters was a famous and hugely successful sports gambler, that's why he was prosecuted. Because he was a multi-million dollar investor who owned a $17 million private jet, and because Preet Bharara had suffered a series of appeals court setbacks and he valued bagging a big defendant like Billy Walters so he could have a new trophy to put on his wall. Yeah, you know, when somebody's a successful sports gambler, maybe that would indicate there's something going on there. Because like we pointed out before, I mean, maybe you can do it there. I don't think you're going to do it with video poker. Like we've been told about Stephen Paddock, that should be suspicious. But no, let's just take that. You know, you're going to all of you go to Vegas now and you can become a rich millionaire by playing video poker or maybe the Ellen DeGeneres slot machines. She noted that trial judge in Billy Walters' case, U.S. District Judge Castell, forced the prosecutor to admit that the FBI special agent David Chavez had engaged in a systematic pattern of illegally leaking grand jury information against Walters to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. And this started 2 years before he indicted Walters. So we see this kind of pattern all the time. We see the government waiving all the rules of law and order to come after somebody that they want. They will do anything if they want you. It could be because you did something that pushes back against government control tactics like we see in the Bundy trial. Or it could be that there's some money involved in it for them, like we're seeing in the expo that is coming out now. But they will bend the law. That is the corruption of the Justice Department. All right, coming up, we have Alex Jones at 11 a.m., and you'll find him on the InfoWars Network. Stay with us.